I'm very well, thank you. My pleasure to join you.
Arman Ahluwalia.
Thank you so much, Eugenio. This is quite an honor. I appreciate you you extending the offer to come here and speak today.
Pedro Diaz-Ridao.
First of all, thanks for having me and excited, you know, to be part of this podcast.
Ronan Doniger.
Huge. Thank you very much, I suppose, first of all, for having me on your show.
Dean Butchin.
The key point is ask, 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 and never give up.
And welcome to eProcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of eProcast, and I'm your host, the Big E, and in this episode, we won't have a guest. You heard it right, no guest this week, guys. It's a funny and actually a very learning experience, and I'll tell you about it in a second. So this episode is going to be very short, not as long as usual, and it's going to be a little bit of a ramble and my key takeaways from the mistake and the challenge with the last episode. So I'll tell you the story in a second. Before that, I wanted to share that I'm recording this as I'm waiting for my flight back home. This past weekend, I had an opportunity, last minute opportunity, to get involved as match official for the top division rugby game in Europe between Georgia and Russia, and oh boy, it was a very, very good game. Nobody was expecting Russia to play that well, and the game ended up 16-7 in the favor of Georgia, and Georgia are the 2020 European champions. It's weird because they are crowned in 2021, but yeah, it was a great experience, and just wanted to say thanks to Rugby Europe and all the crew for the opportunity. And as I mentioned on my social media, say yes to opportunities and you'll get rewarded. Also, it gave me an opportunity to explore a new country, the country of Georgia, not the state of Georgia, for all the American listeners. A very cultural country with a long, long and very interesting history. I loved it. I loved the country. I loved the people. And I will definitely be back in Georgia when the times will be a bit better. And actually, hopefully, it's going to be soon. So yeah, very excited about this one and to explore the country more. And definitely highly recommend to visit this country if you have an opportunity. Also, as I'm recording this, we already know the newest Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, guys, is your new Super Bowl champ. It's a funny story. Once I arrived in Istanbul, I opened to check the score. I thought the game's still going on, but it wasn't. And I saw the result being 31-9, and I thought Chiefs won. But I was so sleepy that I double-checked, and actually it was the Bucks who won 31-9. So congratulations to the entire city of Tampa and all the Bucks fans, and also to Tom Brady, who is adding to his collection the 7th Super Bowl title. Congratulations. So now to the story, to the big story of why I don't have a guest. Well, actually, why I didn't have a guest for last week, and why I skipped a week, and also what lesson I learned from this experience and this story. Well, actually, I had a guest, and I had a very interesting guest, and actually, this story punched me in my face. Usually, I would invite a guest to share his or her awesome story on the pod, and since we're not recording them live and there is an opportunity to edit the conversations, the guests usually are fine with jumping on a call and having an open chat. What I found out is that the higher in organization hierarchy you go, the more prepared and organized you have to be with the preparations for the pod. And I'm not saying only setting up a date and time for the call, but also doing deep research, finding valuable points, valuable talking points and questions that will bring value to the listeners. And besides that, sending those talking points and questions to that guest. And sometimes there are guests who are not comfortable with doing that from take one. So You might have a prep call before your actual call, but usually this one is not happening with my pods because the episodes are not recorded live, and we have an opportunity to take a break if we want to edit information might not be relevant or something like that. So this actual story punched me in my face, and I've learned my lesson. And my key takeaways from this is that from now on, I'm going to prepare better for the pod, sending talking points to the guests that's going to be on my pod, even if the guests are more into the business side, which is, you know, the sales. Usually these people are more open and they can have a quick open conversation, which is awesome. And also on the flip side, people who are not usually speaking a lot with customers, with partners and so on, who are more on really behind the scenes. So definitely a lesson to be learned. And if you want to launch your podcast, I would really advise to not do this mistake and to lose an opportunity to get big names from your industry, not specifically sports, on your podcast. So do your research, put together talking points and work as a team. Send talking points and the questions that you want to talk about and ask their feedback and ask what points they could add that could be valuable to the listeners. So definitely do that if you have an opportunity. And I learned my lesson. I hope you are not going to go through this kind of stuff as well. So this is kind of a ramble for this episode. As I said, it's a short one. And please, if you're not subscribed yet to the pod, go on your platform you're listening to. And please leave a rate and review. We having also a partnership that I will announce very soon with the pod. So go check all the eProcast social platforms. I'll launch some contests and you can get some really awesome prizes. And yeah, that's it for this episode. If there's any way I can help with in getting into the sports industry, connecting you with professionals and entrepreneurs in the sports industry, just hit me up on my social media channels. They'll be in the episode notes, and let's connect, let's chat, and of course, let's grow together. That's it for this episode. Much love. Peace out.